Welcome to Inside the Newsroom, the Sentinel Records weekly podcast from the Razorback Campers Health Studio that takes a closer look at news and sports in Garland County. After close to 50 years, Christmas for kids is nearly as familiar to those in Hot Springs as Santa Claus, and retired Judge John Homer Wright has been involved in the event since 1978. Christmas for Kids has grown from providing a happy Christmas for a handful of children to providing gifts and lunch to hundreds of children each year. Judge Wright is with us today to talk about how he got involved with the event, why he continues to take part, and what children and their parents can expect this year. To start off with, tell me a little bit about the Christmas for Kids. What exactly is it, and how did it get started?
Well, it's basically a toy giveaway. We open the doors at the convention auditorium at 11 o'clock to the kids. We feed them a hot dog, chips, drink, cookie maybe, depending on what we pull in any given year. While they're eating, Mustang Sally Simpson will sing Christmas carols, do music. She'll do a few non-carol songs that she likes.
Right.
We have a magic show. Then we raffle off 50 bikes. We have a size limit on mm-hmm. who's eligible for the bikes. We have lines. They have to be, you know, at least so tall and right. not taller than. And then everybody goes through our toy line and they meet Santa, tell him, I don't even know what they talk about. I assume it's what do you want for Christmas and
right.
Those things. And then they go through the line and we have sacks that we fill up with toys and candy and fruit and nuts, and then they go on their way.
Yeah.
But it's, I got involved in it in 1979. Earl Mazander, who was the municipal judge at that time, was doing it in the city board chambers.
Right.
Because that's where municipal court was at that time. And his court clerk, Hazel Gossett, just mentioned that they were doing something for the kids from the area, and I might enjoy helping them. So I went down and was one of the toy givers.
Right.
And it just went from there. I don't know how long it had been going that year, but I got the impression it had only been going a year or two at that time.
Right.
Then in 85, when I took over as municipal judge, I kind of inherited the operation of the event, and it just started growing. And then the Civic Auditorium, it kind of invited us over, and we were in the lobby of Horner Hall for a year or two, and it kept getting bigger and bigger. And then we moved into Hall A, and we've been in Hall A for, I bet, before I moved to Circuit Court in 19, which was 1999. So I bet we'd been in Hall A for 2 or 3 years before that. So
yeah.
It had gotten big enough to warrant moving it out of the lobby.
Yeah. And, you know, I know you'll have a ton of kids. I think, if I remember right, last year it was a little bit down, and y'all still had, you know, like 150 kids or something.
Correct.
You know, obviously this is something that's been going on for a long time at this point. You know, how do you keep it fresh and fun for you? Because, you know, the kids, you know, they're kids. They're going to enjoy it no matter.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as somebody who has been involved in this for, you know, what, 40 plus years, how do you keep it fresh and interesting?
Well, it's only a one-day event a year. So we are doing a few things year-round, but not much. It's kind of a holiday-intensive effort, and a lot of people are involved in putting this on, apart from those who donate, which
right.
is heartwarming that our community, such a broad cross-section of our community, does give to support this. But we have a lot of people that, and we only see them at this time of the year, oftentimes, certainly the convention auditorium and turf catering mm-hmm. have really stepped up over the years to help us grow this event. And we see those people once or twice a year. So that's always fun. It isn't so mechanical that every year is not its own year. Of course, in 2020, we bought backpacks and stuffed them and then delivered those to area churches, and they passed them out for us. So that was different. But, you know, it's just different enough, and it's not something that we do so much of the year. It's still fun to do. And people enjoy being involved.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, it takes a lot of people to keep this going. I mean, volunteers that help, people donating, you know, how many people does it usually take, you know, as far as volunteers to go through the one-day event?
That's hard for me to put a number on. I think basically, you know, the convention center brings their people. Mm-hmm. Turf brings their people. We've got a core committee of about 10 to 12 people. Mm-hmm. And then we bring in our families and friends to that. So we'll probably have, in addition to the auditorium staff and turf, we'll probably have 30 people down there. A lot of times people come down and we have all our positions manned, and they just kind of float around and see if there's something they can, that needs doing, that they can help us with, but they don't really do a lot on any given event day.
Yeah.
So it's John Muldoon, who's been involved with it his whole life, actually. you know, he used to bring his baseball team in.
Oh, really?
And they would man positions in the gift line, and they would load toys in, help us set up the area, set up the stage, put whatever decorations we've been able to come up with, put them out. So it's he's more management now than he was in those days. So but people have come up and say, when is it, can I help?
Yeah.
And we say, sure, you can help. Come on down. And the day comes, and sometimes people can't make it. Things come up. You know how life is.
Sure.
So, but I think it's an event just to go watch, because it is a very heartwarming event in my mind.
Yeah.
Inside the Newsroom is sponsored by Reiser Ford and Lincoln. On the hunt for a new truck or car, stop by 4201 Central Avenue in Hot Springs today, or call 501-525-0800 today for all your truck and car needs.
So as far as the gifts and everything, you know, are those gifts donated, or do y'all get money and then y'all go and buy the gifts? How does...
Primarily, we get very few donations in kind. Mm-hmm. It's basically money. Well, actually, it's 99%. Most years, it's 100% money.
Right.
Sometimes somebody will have a new bike they want to give, but we can't take used bikes, because then who gets the used bike? So we try not to create any drama that doesn't need to be created.
Right.
So we get the money. We've got our outlets that we use every year. We buy our bikes from Walmart, as many as we can on Black Friday, and then the rest at, you know, their store price. And Turf has donated all the food for years. Magic Show has donated. Sally Simpson donates her time. Our Santa Claus donates his time. So it's time or money.
Yeah.
Is what we receive, and it's worked out pretty good.
Obviously, with you having done this for a long time, you know, there's some of these kids that have gone through the line that are adults now and may have kids of their own. Do y'all ever get?
We get generational. We've had grandmothers that we've had third generation people. And of course, my memory's not that good. But we have had people that tell us, you know, I attended this event as a child, mm-hmm. and now they're there with their grandkids.
Wow.
So it's, and you know, it's geared to the area around the auditorium. Most of our people are walk-ins. So it's just, we've had people that still live in the neighborhood they grew up in.
Yeah.
I do. So they just kept coming back.
Yeah. So when is the event, and you know, what time, how long does it last?
This year it's on December the 21st. We always try and get a day as far in front of Christmas as possible, but after school lets out. And so normally there's only a day or two that we have available. This year it's the 21st of December. The auditorium doors open at 9. We open the doors to Hall A at 11.
Okay.
And that's when we start the food line. And it goes until everybody, we're either, all the kids are gone or all the toys are gone, whichever comes first.
Right.
And then if we have things left over, normally we'll have something left over. We take food down to the Jackson House, and we take toys, candy, stuff like that to the Elks Club or one of the other groups that's doing a Christmas giveaway.
And what age group of kids do y'all normally get? I mean, obviously, you've probably got them from, you know, diapers up to high school.
We don't encourage toddlers that don't know where they are.
Right.
But certainly anybody that can walk is welcome. And, you know, we have stroller children in, and that's fine too.
Yeah.
But we like to have children that at least can appreciate what they're doing and what's being done for them.
Right.
But as I mentioned earlier, our bike giveaway is more defined because we have bikes of a certain size, and we don't want to try and give somebody a bike that is way too small for them, mm-hmm. but we certainly don't want a bike that's too big for them.
Right. You don't want to give a five-year-old a 20-inch bike.
Well, actually, 20 inches.
Well,
kind of top will do a lot of five-year-olds.
Well, that's true.
We don't want to give them a 26-inch bike, yeah,
right.
for sure.
You know, like you said, this has been going on. You know, you weren't involved with it to begin with. But why have you stayed on so long?
It's just, if you attended the event, you would know.
Yeah.
It is just that, it's just that rewarding.
It's
one of the most rewarding things I've been involved with in my life.
Right.
And I think the same is true for everyone that's on this committee that I mentioned. And the people that donate, they're saying, where are we? What are we doing? It's time to get moving on this thing.
Right.
So it's a lot of people are thinking about it, because they enjoy being involved.
Yeah.
So that's why it's... keeps going and keeps growing.
Right. So about how many kids do you expect to see this year? Because I know y'all kind of have a number in your head.
We expect to be back at pre-pandemic levels, which 2019 was, we served 759 people.
Wow.
You know, of course, we have adults involved in that.
Sure.
A lot of the adults won't eat the hot dogs. They just bring their kids. But we turf served. That year they were putting boxes together, food boxes. So mm-hmm. we had an exact count on how many they gave out. 759. So we're looking for 600 kids, hopefully.
Yeah.
And we're preparing for that.
Yeah.
Because we would much prefer to have more there than have... not enough. It's heartbreaking. Sometimes we'll have kids that show up after we've broken down and packed up. And to see a child that disappointed is just not good.
Right.
So we hope to have enough that we can accommodate everybody that shows up. Okay. So if we are hoping for 600, we're ready for 600.
Yeah. How excited are y'all that you are kind of going back to, we're have the pandemic kind of in the back glass, and you know, things are kind of getting back to normal.
Oh, this, it's just good for us because you really have to think about how to accommodate a lot of different things that now we really don't have to spend any time with. So it just makes it easier for us. And also it's exciting that we are expecting a big crowd this year. So that is exciting for us to anticipate a really good event. So, and that's what we are this year.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate you coming by.
I'm glad to do it because we like the event.
This has been an episode of Inside the Newsroom from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. New episodes are released every Thursday. Thank you for listening.